The Crystal Healing Certification Program is coming soon. Want to know more? For info, free training, and to get on the list, go to crystalhealerschool.com. Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to explore crystals for empowering the goddess within. And for those of you out there listening who identify as male, I want you to really challenge yourself here that, you know, this episode is actually for you too. And here's why, because when we really get right down to it, I'm going to just be talking about the goddess as different archetypal energies, and all of these goddesses throughout history have these different associations with them. And so we're going to be digging into these goddesses and their associated qualities and the types of archetypes that they embody, as well as crystals that connect with them energetically. So there is this movement, traditionally by modern women, but many modern men are also participating in this in the metaphysical community, to kind of reclaim the sacred feminine and embrace this idea of these goddess archetypes. But what does this really mean, and how can we accomplish this? How can we actually connect with this energy? So for many of us, this is really just about acknowledging the important role of femininity and the divine feminine in modern society as we move kind of away from a traditional patriarchal society, but it can also be about embodying these archetypes on a personal level of these different goddesses that we find throughout history. Now, tapping into this goddess power can be done through lots of different ways, like ritual and ceremony, with prayer, or even during meditation. And when you combine these methods of connecting with these goddess archetypes with the energy and power of crystals, the connection to a particular goddess is really amplified in a big way. So certain crystals correspond to particular goddess archetypes. So say that there was a, you know, type of archetypal energy or a trait or quality that you wanted to embody that related to a specific goddess. One way that you can connect with that energy and, you know, display more of that energy in your daily life is to reach for a stone that embodies the spirit energy traits and qualities of that goddess. So you can then just carry that stone with you, either in your pocket, in your medicine pouch, wear it in a piece of jewelry, or meditate with the crystal to really connect with that energy of your chosen goddess. So let's look at an example here. Say you wanted to bring more love energy into your life, and you wanted to truly embody the archetype or concept of love, then you might want to look at connecting with the qualities of Aphrodite or Parvati or Venus. So you could choose to work with rose quartz, which is really strongly connected to the goddess Aphrodite, or you could work with rhodochrosite, which is related to Parvati, or even work with the energy of copper, which is a metal, to connect with the energy of Venus. And all of these goddesses and crystals could help you embody this vibration of love and the archetypal qualities or traits of that chosen goddess. So on the blog this week, I want you to definitely click through and check it out, loveandlightschool.com/blog, because I have an amazing list of some of the most common goddesses and their associated crystals. So whether you want to connect with Artemis or Bastet or Diana or Durga or Isis, Kali, Pele, or even White Tara, I've got you covered. So I've really, you know, worked to kind of summarize And I know that's really hard, right? Because a lot of these goddesses are so multifaceted. But I've really looked at kind of distilling each of these goddess energies down to its core, down to its strong archetypal traits, and connecting that with a stone that has a compatible energy. So I think you're really going to enjoy connecting with these different goddess energies, with these different crystals, bringing these energies into your life. And I really want you to go over to the blog, not just to read through this list, but because I have a really great printable download for you as well. That is a great little couple sheet handout all about these different goddesses and crystals and connecting with them. So it's kind of like a little chart. You can download it, print it out, you know, keep it near your altar space or just somewhere in your sacred space for handy reference anytime you want to work with these goddesses and crystals. Now, something that's really cool is if you want to work with several goddesses, you could use the different stones to create a crystal grid. That's a really powerful way to connect with these different archetypal energies. You could also create a medicine pouch that was related to different goddesses. And I just love this. Now, one thing I really like in particular about creating the crystal grid with these different crystals and goddess energies is that you can use this as a tool for meditation. So put it somewhere in your sacred space, put it on your altar, and make time to sit with that grid and really soak up the energy and the characteristics and traits of these goddesses from your crystal grid. Now, I would love, love, love if you left me a comment over on the blog, or even if you wanted to snap a photo and share that with me. Of course, I would love that. And I hope that you got a lot of value out of this episode. I know this was a shorter podcast, but that's because I really want you to go over and get more information about everything that we discussed here today. Grab that printable chart at loveandlightschool.com/blog. At loveandlightschool.com/blog. Definitely grab that. It's an awesome free tool. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave me a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And while you're there, of course, don't forget to subscribe through that link so you never miss a future episode. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. So until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com. The Crystal Healing Certification Program is coming soon. Want to know more? For info, free training, and to get on the list, go to crystalhealerschool.com.